September 11th is the anniversary of the terrorist attacks, which struck New York, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania 4 years ago. Pope Benedict XVI made a special mention of this day when he spoke in English after his Angelus message from the papal residence in Castel Gandolfo on Sunday.
Today, 11 September, we remember the victims of terrorist violence throughout the world. May God inspire men and women of goodwill everywhere to renounce hatred and to build a world of justice, solidarity, and peace.
The U.S. community in Rome also marked the occasion. The president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop John Foley, gave the homily at the U.S. National Parish in Rome, Santa Susanna. He spoke about the attacks during his homily, and he also spoke briefly to Vatican Radio.
The attack of September 11th was the beginning of a series of terrorist attacks around the world. We've seen them at the train in Madrid, in the underground of London, in other places around the world. We have seen these tragic terrorist attacks, which take the lives of innocent people and disrupt the lives of so many. I know that traveling now has become a nightmare because of the security. And in a way, the terrorists have already achieved one of their goals, which is to bring about a society which is ever under the threat of violence, a society which is increasingly suspicious. And that is a tragedy, that there has been a diminution of trust. And I also think it is a tragedy that the religion of Islam has come under suspicion on the part of many people, unjustly, because those who have been engaged in those terrorist activities have, for the most part, been Muslims. I would hope that not only can we renounce violence ourselves, but also seek to forgive those and, let's say, convert them at least to peaceful dialogue.
And that was Archbishop John Foley. After his Angelus, the Holy Father also called for the heads of state and government attending this week's UN summit in New York to agree on concrete measures to respond to what he calls the urgent problems of the world. Pope Benedict is sending Cardinal Angelo Sedano, the Holy See's Secretary of State, to the summit, which begins on Wednesday.
Faccio fervi di voti perché I governanti ivi riuniti trovino.
The Pope said he hoped that the governments gathered could agree on solutions and work in a spirit of agreement and solidarity.
In spirito di concordia e generosa solidarietà. Auspico in particolare.
He said he particularly hopes for success in putting in place concrete and efficient measures to respond to the most urgent problems posed by extreme poverty, illness, and hunger that afflict so many people. Before reciting the Angelus, the Pope mentioned the church feast on which the beginning of the UN summit will fall, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The Pope said that in this year of the Eucharist, this feast has a special meaning.
Nell'anno dedicato all'Eucaristia, questa ricorrenza acquista un significato particolare.
It invites us to ponder the deep and unbreakable connection that unites the celebration of the Eucharist and the mystery of the cross. Pope Benedict says that the Eucharist is the memorial of the whole Easter mystery, the passion, the death, the descent to the dead, to the resurrection and the ascension. And the cross is the sign of the act of infinite love with which the Son of God saved man and the world from sin and death. Because of this, the Pope says, the sign of the cross is the fundamental gesture of the prayer of the Christian.